you know, we're focused on us and then let the rest of the chips fall where they do. You know, a must-win game, and, you know, we're in, you know, that situation of the season that we put ourselves in.
Yeah, do you like that pressure-packed situation? Obviously, you'd rather be where Winnipeg is, like everybody else would be, right? But talk about going through that week after week after week in a situation where you got to win.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just where we are this season. Obviously, would have liked to been in a different situation, but, you know, there's still a lot of spark left on this team and fight and, you know, want to make the playoffs.
You mentioned Kenny Lawler's return. Obviously, I mean, last time we saw him, he had those three great catches for like 150 yards in the game against Ottawa. We've seen all year what he can do to the offense. Talk about having him back and how much of a difference he can make.
Yeah, just a comfort level. He brings a different dynamic to this offense as well, you know, going up, making those big plays and yards after the catch and things like that. And, you know, his competitive nature, you know, brings out the fire in the rest of the guys.
Add him in with Durrell and with Mitchell and Marshall. It's a pretty good receiving core that you seem to be very comfortable with right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're getting better and more comfortable with each other each week, you know, just building that chemistry and, you know, having those three guys out there on the field at the same time would be really special.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.